The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. And welcome to Snowmageddon 2020. Yeah, I guess it's flurrying outside. We may get a dusting, but I can't wait till the news tonight. Here we are at the Salt Barn. And here is our correspondent in Mobile Track.
Well, there's nothing to report right now, but it could get slippery later.
You got to love the news coverage of snow. And did you, one of the staff here told me that they have named this storm? The Weather Channel has named this storm that we're in, the flurries, Odell. I'm just going by one of our staff. He told me this is Storm Odell. Wow. Anyway, welcome to the program. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Is this more of the dumbing down of students? Well, I'll let you decide. Here is the headline today. Ohio high school students won't have to be proficient in math or English to graduate under state plan. Yep. Should high school students be proficient in basic English and math? The debate is at the crux of a proposal by the state superintendent of schools to change the requirement to earn an Ohio high school diploma. Now, editorial mode, okay? Personal opinion. I just want you to know that. Ohio, particularly Columbus, has been struggling with graduation rates. We don't look real good compared to several other states. We're not graduating a sufficient percentage of our high school students. Well, there are several ways to deal with that problem. Of course, one way to deal with it is better teaching, better teachers, better teacher performance. That's one way to deal with it, you know, to actually help the students learn more. Then there is the alternative. Lower the standards. Yeah, if you can't graduate them under current standards, if students can't meet current standards and just lower them a little bit. Pardon my sarcasm and cynicism. The story goes on. If the plan passes, Ohio high school seniors graduating in 2028 won't have to be proficient in Algebra 1 and English 2. They would only need to be competent. Under the plan, students would need a score of 682 on math and 679 in English to be considered competent. When asked if a student who is competent or proficient means they are college or job ready, the state superintendent of schools had a hard time answering that, according to the news report. Quote, competency doesn't necessarily imply college ready, and this board has had that discussion before, and in some respects, neither does proficiency. Under the proposal, students who don't pass the test must show advanced skills in other areas of their own choice, either in a trade skill or enlist in the military. I find that quite troubling. If they don't pass the test, well, then just give them a job somewhere. You know? Hey, and listen. I am absolutely certain most kids do not need to go to college. I know that. And any more non-college kids, male and female, who go into trade skills and so forth, often make as much money or more than the college graduates. That huge wage gap between non-college graduates and college graduates has lessened. It's gotten smaller and smaller and smaller. And in addition to that, our secular colleges and universities are destroying our young people. So, hey, I get it. You don't have to go to college. And for many kids, it's better that they don't. So, okay, I understand that. But even if you don't go to college, you need to know basic math and English. I don't care whether you're working a trade or a skill, or you're a professor or a CEO. You need to be able to speak and write and have basic English and math skills. I'll never forget, our kids have been out of high school for a long time. But one of our twin daughters was a senior in high school in Westerville. And made very good grades, and had already been accepted into a college. And I'll never forget, she brought home a history paper that she had written, and she wanted me to look at it. The grammar was horrible. It was terrible. It was pathetic. It was my daughter. And I said, you got to correct this. Your grammar is terrible. You got to correct this. Well, we got into a discussion. And she was absolutely insistent that her teacher didn't care. And I said, that's not true. No, that's an excuse. Don't give me that. No. And so I thought, I will teach her a lesson. I said, okay, that's fine. Go ahead and turn in the paper. And I absolutely assumed that when she turned in the paper with the horrific grammar, it would be returned with a terrible grade and red pen all over it. She got an A. The teacher didn't care at all about her English, her grammar. Didn't care. It was a history paper. It wasn't an English paper. It wasn't a literature paper. I'll never forget that. And anyway, the end of that story, that daughter got to college and had to take freshman year a remedial course in English. She graduated with great grades, public school, Westerville, Ohio. She wasn't valedictorian, but she made very good grades. And she got to college, a Christian college, by the way. If it had been a secular college, probably wouldn't have been the case. But she immediately flunked the English entrance exam and had to take a full year of remedial English, which she was not taught in the public school. Now, that was a long, long time ago. Evidently, things are even worse. Oh, boy. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Here's the headline. What is going on in Columbus, Ohio? Well, I could echo that thought. Remember the drag queen story hour that was planned for Clinton Elementary School in Clintonville? Remember that? And there was a great deal of concern and pushback, not just from the general community, but from parents. This was going to be a drag queen story hour at a Columbus Elementary School. And the principal of the school said for safety reasons, they canceled it. Well, it has been rescheduled, yes, but not at the elementary school, and thankfully not at any public school in Columbus. No, it has been rescheduled. Should I give you the... March 2nd at 7 p.m. at Studio 35 Cinema and Draft House. Yes! They have taken the Drag Queen Story Hour from the public school, and they have moved it to a bar. What an appropriate, uplifting, positive place for children. Yeah. And you know what? Here is the saddest thing. There will be parents dumb enough, low-life enough, to take their children to a bar to see and hear some man dress up like a woman and read stories. I assure you, there will be parents who will do that. So anyway, and oh, by the way, the story hour will be Disney themed. Yeah, in fact, here's the story from the Columbus Dispatch. At Studio 35 Cinema and Draft House, Ohio drag queens Valerie Taylor and Courtney Kelly. Now, of course, we know those are not the real names. They will sing songs and read books exploring diversity, self-love, and appreciation of all people. The Disney-themed event on March 2nd is open to everyone after the cancellation of an after-school drag queen story hour planned for Clinton Elementary School last week. Wow. And then we have this. Talk about sad. Dateline Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland pastor charged with prostitution arrested by Human Trafficking Task Force. The Reverend Randolph Brown, 64, is the pastor at Inner City Missionary Baptist Church on East 55th Street in Cleveland. Brown was indicted on two counts of compelling prostitution. A second person, Joyce Richmond, 20, was also arrested with Brown. She was indicted on two counts of trafficking in persons and three counts of compelling prostitution. According to Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost, the indictments culminate an investigation into Richmond and her exploitation of three underage girls who ran away from home. Brown and Richmond are scheduled to be arraigned on March 10th. Now, this is America. Innocent until proven guilty. But if this pastor is guilty, throw away the key. Seriously, lock him up, throw away the key. According to the church's website, Brown was a Bible teacher for the city mission and was the chaplain for the Hudson Youth Development Center for over 27 years. According to a special agent for HSI, quote, the allegations in this case are particularly troubling given Mr. Brown's role as a spiritual leader in the community. This investigation should, however, make clear that traffickers will be held accountable regardless of the positions that they occupy. I hope, I pray this is a misunderstanding. I hope, I pray that this guy is not guilty. Here is a counselor of youth, pastor of an inner city missionary Baptist church in Cleveland. As I said, innocent until proven guilty. But if he is guilty, just lock him up and throw away the key. To take advantage when you are in a position of spiritual leadership, there is nothing more low, just absolutely nothing. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, we will be following that again. Arraignment will be sometime next week. I have no idea what the prison sentence for that would be, but I hope it is long, long, long and lengthy. I really do. Hope it is long and lengthy. In the next hour, hey, by the way, I've got tickets to give away. I've got tickets to give away in the next hour to the Arnold Fitness Expo. I'm not quite sure when, but sometime during the next hour, we'll have tickets to give away to the Arnold Expo. So make sure you keep listening. All right. Quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.